With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. As if wildfires weren't enough of a problem in Southern California, a 4.7 magnitude earthquake struck the region today, unnerving residents. Malibu Mayor Doug Stewart tells ABC 7 Los Angeles he and his wife felt the earthquake at their home this morning.
Morning coffee spilled on the kitchen table. I'm about 2 or 3 miles away from where the earthquake epicenter is, and the earthquake alert came on almost as soon as I felt the shock, so I knew I was close. Good jolt, over quickly.
Some residents were alerted by the state's earthquake early warning system. In the aftermath of this week's ABC debate, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Democrats' presidential nominee is hiding her radical position on late-term abortions. On the Salem Media Group program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana congressman says Vice President Kamala Harris and members of her party do not want Americans to know about their firm support of the procedure.
They certainly do not, nor do our colleagues in Congress. Virtually every Democrat in the Congress right now has voted to allow abortion up to the moment of birth, funded by taxpayers, by the way. They are the extreme position on this issue, and they don't want to account for that. So President Trump is exactly right. Right, to take that question right to her, and it is shameful that the ABC moderators allowed her to take a pass on it.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time this Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are each making a beeline for swing states that they hope to flip this year. Harris will hold rallies in Charlotte and Greensboro, North Carolina. Trump is heading to Tucson, Arizona. On Wall Street, the Dow by 235 points today. This is SRN News. Supreme Court justices in bulletproof vests.
The Washington Post quotes Amy Coney Barrett at a recent conference as describing how she was required to wear body armor in 2022 after a leaker revealed that the High Court was likely going to overturn Roe v. Wade. Some abortion radicals began issuing threats and demonstrated outside the justices' homes. Security was increased for the justices, including the use of bulletproof vests. A California man is currently being tried for trying to assassinate Justice Kavanaugh. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Missouri Supreme Court has ruled that an abortion measure will be on the state's November ballot. The decision means that voters will have a chance to weigh in on whether to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. A group of Republican state lawmakers and other pro-life advocates had sued to remove that measure, arguing that voters were not informed about the list of abortion laws that it could repeal. This is SRN News. MasterCard with a big acquisition.
The credit card company is buying global threat intelligence company Recorded Future for $2.65 billion, a move that will strengthen its cybersecurity services. MasterCard is purchasing Recorded Future from private equity firm Insight Partners. Recorded Future has more than 1,900 clients across 75 countries, including the governments of 45 countries. The deal is expected to close by the first quarter of next year. John Scott reporting.
Flight attendants at American Airlines have approved a new contract after years of negotiations. That ends the union's threat of a strike against one of the country's biggest airlines. The Association of Professional Flight Attendants said Thursday that 87% of its members who voted agreed to ratify a deal negotiated with American. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.